As the festive season approaches, the markets in Guwahati are buzzing with activity ahead of Diwali and Kali Puja. The earthen pot and oil lamp, diya, markets have been specially adorned for the celebrations, drawing large crowds eager to purchase these traditional items. Many traders have brought a variety of diyas from across Assam, including places like Goalpara, Nagarbhar, and Sonapur. Dilip Das, a trader, shared his thoughts on the season's sales, saying, "We have brought different types of diyas from various regions to cater to the demands here in Guwahati. The prices have gone up this year compared to the previous year, but we are hopeful that sales will pick up in the coming days." For many shoppers, lighting diyas remains an important part of the Diwali celebrations. Nabarun Datta, a local customer, emphasized the cultural significance of diyas, saying, "Lighting diyas during Diwali is a tradition that we hold dear. While there are many modern lighting options available in the markets, it's important to stick to our roots and support local potters by buying these lamps." Meanwhile, Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma took to social media on Wednesday to share scenes from the Lakshmi Puja festivities held at the Baijni Lakshmi Mandir. According to NI reports, the Chief Minister expressed his pride in having the opportunity to dedicate the redeveloped temple complex to the public during the festivities. He also highlighted the vibrant Mela that takes place alongside the Lakshmi Puja, describing it as a beautiful reflection of Assam's rich heritage. In addition to his presence at the Lakshmi Puja, Sarma launched Mission Vasundhara 3.0 at Srimanta Sankardeva Kalakshetra in Guwahati on Sunday. This initiative aims to provide land rights to indigenous people across the state, a significant move in the ongoing efforts to secure land ownership for Assam's native residents. Furthermore, as part of the state's push for economic growth, the Chief Minister also launched the Chief Minister's Atmanirbhar Assam Abhiyan, CMAA, ANI reported. The scheme, in its first phase, distributed 510 crore rupees to 25,238 budding entrepreneurs. In its second phase, CMAA 2.0, the program aims to extend benefits to 75,000 more entrepreneurs, with 5 lakh rupees allotted for professional courses and 2 lakh rupees for non-professional courses, distributed in 2 installments. As the festivities bring joy and excitement to the people of Guwahati, these developments reflect the balance between cultural traditions and progressive state initiatives, and, with inputs from NI and N.